The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, November 3, 2021. The commitments on climate change must be equitable and consider the socioeconomic and environmental relations, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said. On his Twitter account, the president urged to take common but differentiated responsibilities and posted an article on the subject published by Science magazine. Previously, the head of state endorsed and supported the Declaration on Forest and Land Use presented on Tuesday in Glasgow, Scotland, during the United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP26, to be held until November 12 in Glasgow. Cuba ratifies its commitment with an effective climate action and the work for the eradication of deforestation, Díaz-Canel tweeted. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported this Wednesday 567 new positive cases for SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, and 4 deaths from complications associated with that pandemic. According to the report published on the website of the health entity, 3,245 patients remain with the active virus and 3,158 have a stable clinical evolution, but 34 are critical and 53 are serious. In the last hours, 696 medical discharges were granted, and with them reached 942,198 people recovered from COVID-19 in Cuba, representing 98.8% of all those infected during almost 2 years of the pandemic. Cuba has been probably facing up the largest and most complex cultural warfare operation orchestrated by the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, promoting a new type of counter-revolution, a Cuban representative said. On Twitter, Cuba's Deputy Foreign Minister Ana Yancy Rodriguez posted that such a U.S. plan to bring Cuba's political system down combines the use of social media, digital communication media, and influence over the cultural sector. Rodriguez explained that the U.S. operation appeals to young people who are well-trained to be leaders for change in foreign universities or in the U.S. embassies themselves. However, these leaders are exposed and end up being unmasked. Truth and virtual prevail, Rodriguez tweeted, referring to recent statements by Cuban doctor Carlos Leonardo Vasquez, who have served as Agent Fernando of the Organs of State Security for 25 years. Vasquez revealed some links of well-known terrorist organizations and their representatives with the next November 15 demonstration promoters, an initiative led by Junior Garcia, head of the Archipelago Platform. And in the international agenda, we have that Costa Rica, Ecuador, Colombia, and Panama signed Tuesday a pioneering declaration for the protection and management of the marine ecosystem, proposed by the presidents of Costa Rica, Carlos Alvarado, of Ecuador, Guillermo Lasso, of Colombia, Iván Duque, and of Panama, Laurentino Cortizo. The declaration was considered by these leaders as a milestone in the development of the United Nations Conference on Climate Change, which is held in Glasgow, Scotland. The 4 countries pledged to carry out different national and regional efforts on these islands and the corridors that connect them, including carrying out a process that would conclude with the creation of a marine biosphere reserve between the islands. With the signing of the declaration, the 4 countries agreed to begin a process of dialogue to achieve these ends and safeguard the oceanic heritage of humanity. Meanwhile, Mexico assumed the rotating presidency of the United Nations Security Council until the end of November, and its members approved the broad work program presented by its representative, José Ramón de la Fuente. De la Fuente said that, as part of the presidency, Mexico will hold three flagship events. The first, a debate on corruption, inequality, inclusion, and armed conflicts led by Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on November 9. It will be, he recalled, the second trip abroad by the Mexican head of state in almost 3 years of his rule. The second topic is an open debate on trafficking and diversion of small arms and light weapons and their impact on international security. The third refers to collaboration and coordination between the main organs of the United Nations in order to make their preventive work more effective in the international peace and security agenda. De la Fuente said that Mexico will address issues such as the situation in the Middle East, particularly in Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and humanitarian assistance to people in conflict contacts, among others. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.